Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. My co-host Meghna Chakrabarty is out today. Hae-rim Jeon left South Korea at the age of 18 in pursuit of her musical passion. She was a classically trained pianist, but she had an ear for pop, R&B, and most important, for jazz. She came to Boston and studied at the Berklee College of Music and eventually became the school's first Korean professor. She continued to compose and perform, and she's just released her fourth album, Introducing Hae-rim Jeon. Here she is performing a Chicoria piece, Spain, in our studio last week. Wow, so that's Hae-rim Jeon playing a Chicoria song, Spain. It's off of her new CD called Introducing Hae-rim Jeon, and so good to have you in. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Hae-rim, tell me a little bit about your background. You were classically trained, and I want to know about your first early exposure to music.
My mom really liked the music, so she realized that I was really talented having playing things by ear when I was really young. I was playing the piano at the age of 4, and she took me to the piano teacher. So I developed my classical repertoires from Bach, Mozart, to Franz Liszt, and I built up all these repertoires, and I loved it. I loved learning. I loved everything that I've learned. And yet I realized myself that I really liked playing by ear.
Playing by ear, and that was discouraged in Korea, where, of course, the focus was on learning how to read music, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
So my teacher wasn't happy to find out that I was doing. So I was doing all the homework that she gave me, and I was already always take time to just enjoy, just sit down and playing things that I've heard from the radio and from the off of TV.
And you had the ability to do that at a very young age, right? Just pretty much play what you heard.
Yeah, sure. So I remember my mom bought me this CD with a lot of pop music, pop songs. And I remember I was like 9 years old, and I just loved everything that I heard. So every single song in the CD, I just played by ear.
And so how did jazz enter your life?
Probably I was like 17 years old or a little earlier. I heard the Oscar Peterson, one of his CDs, And somebody told me that was improvisation. And there was he was everything playing by ear. He was just improvising on the spot and just changed my moment.
Really changed your life, yes. Right then. So that idea of improvising, that was really the first time you'd heard about that, and yet it was what you had been doing.
Sure.
On your CD cover, there's a great quote about improvising that I just love. It's from Benny Golson, right, a saxophonist,
sure,
and composer.
Sure.
And he wrote this, "Though we play the same tunes over and over, we never play the same solos." And then I love this part. "It's like going to the same forest day after day, but never going to the same trees."
It's beautiful expression.
It's the best explanation I've heard of what improvisation is,
sure,
that I've ever heard.
If I want to compare classical music to jazz, classical music is like reading a book. You know, expose yourself to a new world that you never exposed before. So you are reading about all these things that you didn't know. Yet, after reading a book, and you actually write about how you appreciate the book. So that's how I understand about improvisation.
Well, why don't you play us something else? I'd love to hear another song.
Okay. So one of the things that I am proud of my CD is they have a variety of different songs and genres. So this time I'm going to play something very different. One of my original pieces. This is called Prague.
Prague. Okay, fantastic.
Thank you.
That's Hayrim John in our studio playing an original piece called Prague. It's on her new CD called Introducing Hayrim John. Hayrim, that was just beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Does your classical training help you as a jazz player?
I absolutely agree with that point because I realize, you know, Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea, Oscar Peterson, Keith Jarrett, I mean, name all the musicians that you admire, a jazz player, they absolutely understand how important the classical music is. They came from that background, and it's a language. It doesn't have to be classical, pop, R&B, I believe it's a language. And once you master one language, it will help to understand other languages better.
You've got some great players on your album, including Terry Lynn Carrington, who my co-host Magna did a wonderful profile of. Terrific drummer. Tell me something about what it's like to work with her.
I just love her playing. Just so natural and so musical and so beautiful. But at the same time, I always want to meet musicians as human beings. And she's one of the most beautiful people you can meet in the world. If she can give it to you, she will give it to you. Whatever it is, she will mentor you to become a better musician and better person. So the moment that I doing this project together with her was one of the best moments.
I want to ask you about your focus when you first came to Berklee College of Music. You were 18, and you're now a professor at the Berklee College of Music and the first Korean professor. What do you like about teaching?
If I wasn't a music teacher, I probably still was a teacher. Whatever it was, I love to just explain and help other people to understand what they were doing.
You'd be a teacher of something if it wasn't music.
Yes, sure.
Well, Hayrim John, congratulations on the new CD, and thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time.
And we'll end today with music from Hayrim John. This is Metamorphosis, another original piece from her new CD, Introducing Hayrim John. She'll be performing with her band at Sculler's Jazz Club tomorrow night. You can find more information at RadioBoston.org. And tomorrow on Radio Boston, the highest court in Massachusetts says expecting mothers are not obligated to seek medical care, even if their unborn child's life is at risk. We'll talk about what the ruling means for the growing home birth movement. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks. Meghna will be back tomorrow with me. Join us then for more Radio Boston.